Oral comprehension. Listening 1. You'll hear listening 1 3 times. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now look at the questions for this part. You have 45 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Tom meets Rose in the park.
Hi, Rose. What are you doing?
Hi. I'm reading a letter from John.
Where is he?
He's in a summer camp in Paris.
Wow. Is he having fun?
Yeah. It's sunny and quite warm. In his class, there are people from Italy and Germany. His new friends are teaching him some Italian words.
Cool. What does he do every day?
They have French classes in the morning and sports in the afternoon. They are preparing a musical.
What about the food? Does he like French food?
He says it's quite boring. Every day they eat vegetables and fish or meat and some fruit. And you know how he likes pizza and fast food.
And at the weekend, what does he do?
It depends. Last weekend they visited La Sorbonne, one of the oldest universities of the world.
How many days is he going to stay there?
He is coming back next week.
If you talk with him, tell him I really miss him.
Don't worry, Tom. When he comes back, we can meet and do lots of things together before classes start again.
Now listen again. Tom meets Rose in the park.
Hi, Rose. What are you doing?
Hi. I'm reading a letter from John.
Where is he?
He's in a summer camp in Paris.
Wow, is he having fun?
Yeah, it's sunny and quite warm. In his class, there are people from Italy and Germany. His new friends are teaching him some Italian words.
Cool. What does he do every day?
They have French classes in the morning and sports in the afternoon. They are preparing a musical.
What about the food? Does he like French food?
He says it's quite boring. Every day they eat vegetables and fish or meat and some fruit. And you know how he likes pizza and fast food.
And at the weekend, what does he do?
It depends. Last weekend they visited La Sorbonne, one of the oldest universities of the world.
How many days is he going to stay there?
He is coming back next week.
If you talk with him, tell him I really miss him.
Don't worry, Tom. When he comes back, we can meet and do lots of things together before classes start again.
Now listen again. Tom meets Rose in the park.
Hi, Rose. What are you doing?
Hi. I'm reading a letter from John.
Where is he?
He's in a summer camp in Paris.
Wow. Is he having fun?
Yeah. It's sunny and quite warm. In his class, there are people from Italy and Germany. His new friends are teaching him some Italian words.
Cool. What does he do every day?
They have French classes in the morning and sports in the afternoon. They are preparing a musical.
What about the food? Does he like French food?
He says it's quite boring. Every day they eat vegetables and fish or meat and some fruit. And you know how he likes pizza and fast food.
And at the weekend, what does he do?
It depends. Last weekend they visited La Sorbonne, one of the oldest universities of the world.
How many days is he going to stay there?
He is coming back next week.
If you talk with him, tell him I really miss him.
Don't worry, Tom. When he comes back, we can meet and do lots of things together before classes start again.
Oral comprehension. Listening 2. You'll hear listening 2 3 times. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now look at the questions for this part. You have 45 seconds. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. A phone call.
Hello?
Hi, Alice. It's Mark.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Are you free tomorrow?
I have lots of things to do in the morning. My parents and I usually go shopping. And tomorrow I have to study. I have a math exam next week.
What about in the evening? I have tickets for the cinema.
What are you going to see?
The Young Dracula. It's the story of Dracula, a young man who transforms into a vampire. People say it's really scary.
Wow, it sounds great. I love vampire films. Do you know that the word Dracula means son of a dragon?
Really? Well, would you like to come with me? My sister has a stomach ache and she can't come.
Of course, I'd love to. What time is it on?
The film is at 6:30 at Atlanta Cinema. It's in the city center, next to the park.
Where will we meet?
I can pick you up from your house at 6.
Better outside the cinema at 6:15. I'll buy some popcorn and some drinks.
That's great. See you then.
Bye.
Now listen again. A phone call.
Hello?
Hi, Alice. It's Mark.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Are you free tomorrow?
I have lots of things to do in the morning. My parents and I usually go shopping. And tomorrow I have to study. I have a math exam next week.
What about in the evening? I have tickets for the cinema.
What are you going to see?
The Young Dracula. It's the story of Dracula, a young man who transforms into a vampire. People say it's really scary.
Wow, it sounds great. I love vampire films. Do you know that the word Dracula means son of a dragon?
Really? Well, would you like to come with me? My sister has a stomach ache and she can't come.
Of course, I'd love to. What time is it on?
The film is at 6:30 at Atlanta Cinema. It's in the city center, next to the park.
Where will we meet?
I can pick you up from your house at 6.
Better outside the cinema at 6:15. I'll buy some popcorn and some drinks.
That's great. See you then.
Bye.
Now listen again. A phone call.
Hello?
Hi, Alice. It's Mark.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Are you free tomorrow?
I have lots of things to do in the morning. My parents and I usually go shopping. And tomorrow I have to study. I have a math exam next week.
What about in the evening? I have tickets for the cinema.
What are you going to see?
The Young Dracula. It's the story of Dracula, a young man who transforms into a vampire. People say it's really scary.
Wow, it sounds great. I love vampire films. Do you know that the word Dracula means son of a dragon?
Really? Well, would you like to come with me? My sister has a stomach ache and she can't come.
Of course, I'd love to. What time is it on?
The film is at 6:30 at Atlanta Cinema. It's in the city center, next to the park.
Where will we meet?
I can pick you up from your house at 6.
Better outside the cinema at 6:15. I'll buy some popcorn and some drinks.
That's great. See you then.
Bye.
That's the end of the oral test.